Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in to Near Disney. It's November 8th. We have a great show for you tonight. For everyone who wants to know everything within a 25-mile radius of Cinderella's castle that's going on with real estate and all things Orlando, cue the theme song. And the fireworks. All right. Welcome again to Near Disney. This is the dream team. As I said, we assemble to share our realtor Central Florida expertise to bring some of the coolest topics and articles and local updates that we found over the week. So I am Elijah, sitting in the host chair with Florida in Motion Realty on Near Disney. They call me the Prince of Real Estate. And this, to my side of the Brady Bunch Square here.
I'm Tanya. Thanks, everyone, for watching tonight. I'm with Florida Motion Realty, and they call me the Latin Princess.
And I am Sue, and I'm with Florida Motion Realty, and they call me Aurora.
That's right. Sleeping Beauty, but never sleeping on the job here. This is our first stream post-Daylight Savings, I believe. Usually it's for daylight when I sit down at the studio, and even sometimes still daylight when we're done, but it is decidedly dark as we're sitting down today. We're gonna keep things light on the show. I'm gonna share some cool updates about SeaWorld and what they've got going on, but first I think let's just get into the mood with real estate with Sue sharing a market update.
Yeah, this is going to be short and sweet, just so everybody knows. Florida is still currently the number three destination as far as people moving into our area, which, you know, is, as we can see the influx, you know, you're seeing more people in places, you know, there's a little more traffic here and there. But the good thing about that is economy-wise, is our home sales were up 3.4% from last year. And that was the reading in September of this year, couple months ago. There were still over 143,000 homes that were available, that were on the market. So they're thinking that, I mean, I read several different things today. They're pretty much thinking that the mortgage rates are going to remain somewhat steady for right now, but they are not predicting a housing price crash, which is what some people have been, you know, thinking about. Oh, we're going to have another 2008. I read four different viewpoints on that today, and they were very well-educated people. One was from Redfin. One was from the National Association of Realtors, which the three of us, you know, lean on for information. And so, So I was kind of encouraged by that. And again, new home sales are awesome, but we still have a ton of really nice resales, previously owned homes here in our area for people to look at. So if you're thinking about, you know, upgrading, downsizing, something bigger, something newer, something more established. We've got a client right now that wants a very established neighborhood, you know, mature vegetation. And then there's a lot of young families who are like, no, I want to see my kids from five houses down the street, you know. So we're hearing just a lot of different things. So just be encouraged, everyone, and always reach out to us. We will do whatever we can to work with you and help you get into the home that you really, really want to be in. And, you know, even if you think you can't, give us a call.
That's right. I mean, whatever your lifestyle is, if you want to be that, everybody loves Raymond, live right next to your family and pop in all the time. Or if you want to land, we will find that listing for you that you need. But I have to correct the record on one thing you said as a slip of the tongue. Florida is still the number one state to to move yep. to, but Orlando.
Sorry, Orlando. You're right. Orlando was the third city in the state. You are absolutely correct. Thank you.
Third city overall. Yeah, it said that for 2 years Florida has remained number one and counting, and we have more than half of the top 10 U.S. cities where people are moving to. So that's awesome.
Yes.
There's plenty to go around still. So give us a call. So I will take a moment to highlight some of the attractions that bring people to our state here. We've got some news on SeaWorld, actually. I think the big meme that's been going on this month has been how ridiculously funny it is that everyone immediately goes into Christmas mode the instant that Halloween is over. That meme seems to be going even harder this year. And so SeaWorld seems to be jumping in on it and revealing their lineup for Christmas 2023 celebration. So just want to give you a quick tip for some of the things that they're saying that they're going to do that's new, and some of the things that they're already saying that they're going to be bringing back if you want to get a head start on planning your holiday or deciding what you're going to be doing if you're coming down to see us in Florida. What is new? Beginning on November 10th, events will include some returning offerings as well as a new holiday show, and that is Mrs. Claus's Magic Kitchen, a live show that will have performances at the park's Seaport Theater. Follow Mrs. Claus as she attempts to navigate a world of social media while baking holiday treats and cookies. Also new this year is the Christmas Market in the Wild Arctic Plaza, which will feature treats, merchandise, live music. Returning favorites will be the Light Up Sea of Trees display in the park's lagoon. That is just a huge expanse of water that has trees synced up to beautiful lights and patterns and music that goes. That picture just doesn't even do it justice. That's really a highlight of going there every year, how just all the park is set up with those trees. They've got Winter Wonderland on Ice show. So because they've got those habitats securing the penguins, it's one of the few places in Florida where you're going to be able to actually see snow right here in Orlando. Sesame Street Christmas Parade. So yeah, licensed characters still exist in SeaWorld, not as much as Disney and Universal, but hey, that's fun for the kids. And you've got some Rudolph. So all that plus all the food, it's going to be a cool annual experience, again, to keep in mind, because SeaWorld got voted like the number one theme park out of the blue. I think it was last year or the year before. So the people loving the magic of nature and aquatic life, and they put on some great rides, including this new one that they've just announced that's going to be launching in spring of 2024, they're building. A ride will have guests on a snowmobile-inspired ride car with a maximum speed of 43 miles per hour, which, you know, can actually feel very, very fast in an open space with stuff whooshing in your face, you know. And so that'll be fun. It's going to end in the penguin habitat. So this is called the Penguin Trek Coaster, because everybody loves penguins. They are one of the biggest things that bring people to see SeaWorld. And it's going to be kid friendly. So it's not like a rock and roller coaster or Hulk ride necessarily. It's going to be something that's designed in a way to still be thrilling, but for kids as young as 3 to 4, if they meet the height requirement. So interesting here, though, about how theme parks are doing in Florida right now. They are draws for tourists, draws for the economy, and spending on our hotels, restaurants, and associated businesses. We know people who every time Disney launches a big new ride or brings in a new facet of the park, then they got to go check it out. People who have Florida as that second home, or they just got to check out everything that's going on with Disney. They're hooked on it just like us, where we put it in our YouTube thumbnail title. Mm-hmm. So I've got some, This upcoming ride in SeaWorld comes as Central Florida's juggernaut tourism industry hit an all-time high in 2022, where people are just excited to be able to do fun things outside again, generating $87.6 billion in economic impact for us, according to the Tourism Economics. And that is incredible that we're breaking records. And let's see, found that Central Florida visitor spending for 2022 in Seminole, Orange, and Osceola counties, where all these theme parks are, reached $55.5 billion, amounting to $152 million spent daily by visitors. So when these rides open up, it's a great thing for our economy, and it just is a great draw-in for the Florida lifestyle. So just thought I'd share with you that if you love penguins, and how can you not? That's something awesome coming for you. So Tanya, you had something that you wanted to share as well about mortgage buy down opportunities.
I do. I'm diving into an essential topic in today's real estate market. We know that this year, especially, the mortgage rates have skyrocketed, with an average 30-year fixed mortgage rate hitting 7.76%. So many home buyers are feeling the pressure of high interest rates, and you know, the limited housing supply have probably made the market a little less appealing. But there is nothing to worry about, because there is hope in this market, and it looks like a 3-to-1 mortgage buy down. So I was doing some research, you know, on how it works, and this mortgage buy down basically reduces interest rates for the first 3 years of the loan term, providing relief. And it starts with a 3% reduction the first year, followed by a 2% in the second year, and a 1% in the third year. So, for example, if you start with a 7.76% rate, it becomes 4.76% in the first year, 5.76% in the second year, and 6.76% in the third. Who benefits and when do you benefit? Typically funded by sellers or home builders, this tool eases the cost for buyers. It's often used for primary and secondary homes, not really for investments. And, you know, there's the catch, you know, you may ask, buyers must initially qualify at the full interest rate. So that's the requirement to qualify. The buy-downs and interest rates, temporary mortgage buy-downs have surged, primarily managed by non-bank lenders. But recently, the buy-downs have declined compared to the previous year. So the 3-to-1 mortgage buy-down is a lifeline for many right now, especially in the high interest rate markets. Mm-hmm. And it's become popular for financing newly built homes as well. Just as a reminder, the mortgage returns to its original rate in the fourth year are evident. So planning is essential for that. And we know, you know, if you purchase a property later, you can refinance when the mortgage, when the interest rates go down. So at least you have 3 years of buffer, which is really helpful. And this wraps up the article, but I thought it was super interesting. You know, another way to work with what we have at the moment.
Yes, thank you so much, Tanya. That I just think we are trying to think creatively to get around that, you know, interest rate conundrum that people are facing. That is one good idea, especially if they're doing starter homes, or if they're just moving to an area to start their new job. I was just showing someone who was just getting in, and their new job was about to start, and it's all just kind of going to be hitting the ground running from there. If they can just kind of have something manageable for those first couple years, and then by the time they got that promotion or that raise, or they become established in their career, it can probably be more manageable to pick that up in that format that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be one way, in addition to kind of the more straightforward way that I'm going to talk about here, where people are getting help, which is, as you know, the homes are increasingly unaffordable or difficult with these rates, the home buyer's secret weapon, especially for first-time home buyers, has just kind of been for the purposes of family gift funds. About 38% of recent home buyers under 30 years old used either a cash gift from a family or some inheritance fund to afford their down payment, according to Redfin. And first-time homeownership has been increasingly expensive, you know, which may seem like it shuts the door for young people who don't have family money, but a recent report by the housing data provider Atom found that home ownership expenses now account for 35% of the average American worker's pay, which, you know, they typically, when you're trying to get a loan, they want to see that your payment's going to be, you know, only a certain percentage, so that, you know, it won't be less likely that that will be unrealistic for you to meet every month. And so that is kind of climbing up there. And so that debt to income ratio, they prefer it to be around 28%. So 35% is getting a little haywire there. But I will just say that what you talked about is a help. And any way that you can buy down that rate, or people are flocking to new construction, like we talked about last week, where they're offering like closing costs, they're offering better rates for using their lender, that we can hook you up with. So we have been scoping out communities like that, like crazy, for a while, trying to get all of the information together for you, and trying to keep, you know, be in touch with us. We'll keep tabs on you to make, when you're thinking of it in terms of monthly payment, what is the most reasonable community with an HOA that makes sense? Right. What is the best condo fee in an association in the neighborhood that you're looking for? Because every $100 or every bit of that percentage of debt to income ratio and monthly fee is going to just bring you that much closer. Because, you know, we can't always rely on the gift fund situation, but I will say that if you are thinking of going that route, there is there's just some limits that you would even need to keep in mind. If you're thinking, like, you know, maybe you're not a first-time home buyer, but you're thinking of blessing your children in that way, there are tax implications. Like, you can give as much money as you would like to cover for it, but just kind of know that depending on the state you're in, depending on how you're going about it, there may be a tax on that gift fund. It may be like $16,000 from each parent on that down payment. And then you might get anything up gear being generous enough to give above that could get taxed as high as like 40%. There are ways to around that. But you would do something that just keep in mind, talk to us, talk to a lender if any part of it's going to be financed, or just talk to the title company and all the legal parties involved. We'll be happy to facilitate that for you if that's a route that you're thinking of going for yourself or blessing your own kids, trying to get them launched. It's gift funds can be a help, but just, you know, it needs to make sense for everybody involved. You know, you want to protect your own self with from like the tax implications. So yeah, I think that was just about everything that I had prepared. We always invite audience engagement. If you have any comments or questions about anything that we talked about, the chat is open up to you if you're watching us live tonight, or if you're watching the replay, click the comments. We watch those comments like crazy. We won't create an entire video series to answer questions just based on something that you asked us in the comments. We've done it plenty of times before. So we appreciate all your viewership, and we would hope that you subscribe. I will just say, for anyone who's just listening to us, I'd just like to just have each of us say our phone numbers out loud for how you can get in touch with us. All of us, these numbers that are on the screen, they really ring us. So if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Elijah with Florida in Motion Realty, 407-922-0587.
And I'm Tanya with Florida in Motion Realty. My phone number is 407-818-5851. And I'll say it in Spanish just in case.
There you go.
El telefónico es 407-818-5851. Estoy para servirles.
Nice. Yeah. My name is Sue. I'm with Florida in Motion Realty. And my number is 407-334-7770.
All right. Well, there you have it. We would love to work with you. Any opportunity, like, subscribe, tell your friends about us. We're gonna bring you some really cool content coming soon about 55 plus communities. So subscribe to catch on that, and even giving you an awesome visit that we took to Winter Park and all the cool things going on there. Yes. So plenty in the pipes for you as always. We're going to keep it magical. So take care, everyone. Have a blessed evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Make sure that you subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live.